Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Well, it turns out, Amber, that Steve is...
What? What am I?
Better than us once again.
Huh? What? Again? Wow, what is it this time? I can't narrow it down.
Waze is my life, and I think Amber uses it as her
all
navigation system.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently it's been sending people who want to go to Atlantic City to some remote area of the wilderness where they're never to be found again.
Again?
And people who just print directions off of the antiquated, archaic site MapQuest seem to be able to find Atlantic
City. Never have this problem! Huh, MapQuest hasn't killed me.
Yeah, and you also have, like, I think you still have, don't you have the big Rand McNally, like, unfoldable?
No, you don't.
To back up MapQuest.
He does.
Yeah, then I have a globe.
And I have a globe. Hold on, let me just get ready. Yeah. Let me pull back a bit.
Which one's the prime meridian? I forget.
So we want to talk about when technology screwed you over, because seriously, yes. I believe Waze may have had it fixed by now.
Wow.
But people... Waze does it to me all the time. I'm going to say this real quick.
Well, you love Waze.
I believe in Waze, but I think they're in cahoots with with the E470 people.
Really?
Because there are times when I'm like, I need to get from, like, say I'm trying to get from your house to, like, Costco on, like, whatever. They automatically, no matter what, put me on 470. Okay. I'm like, it's two turns. I can take a wrap over to this. Like, nope, jump on 470. Yeah. Jump on. I'm
this
like,
way, this way.
Right. Because they want the money. That's I think right. They're tied in.
And they get kicked back to Waze.
I think they do.
For directing them to the toll road.
I mean,
now have you seen the things that come up? And it's like, this is on your way home. Would you like to stop there? And you're like, what?
Every time you're at a, they don't do it while you're driving. But when you stop, if you stop at a stoplight, all of a sudden it's like, there's a Dairy Queen right there. Yep. And you're like, damn you!
Oh, no way.
An ad comes up that's on between here and there. It's like, it's only 2 miles on your right. And you're
that's
like,
sneaky.
Son of a...
Yep.
And you guys fall for... See, MapQuest. They know
no, there's no maps.
They know we're smart enough not to fall.
There's no ads. Apparently, people were seriously lost. I want to say this, and we want to hear when tech screwed you over, like maybe an errant text message, maybe you hit reply all, maybe you like butt dialed your wife while you were having an affair,
ooh,
blah, blah, blah.
That.
But Waze actually killed some people in Brazil with this exact same thing.
Sent them to like the bad part of town.
People were like looking for like a same Rio de Janeiro. There's an avenue that's in like the main part of Rio, but then it's also there's another one named the same thing in the favelas, which is where the poor people
live.
That's
the bad.
Like, and it's poor in Brazil is not like poor.
Scary.
It's poor is like scary, scary.
Dangerous.
And Waze was like sending them into the favela, and then like you just don't.
Were people don't paying them to send them in? Were the poor people?
I think it was just I think it was a glitch just like this. It was like instead of like 1,000 west, whatever it is, they were sending them to 1,000 east, whatever, and then they were on
murdered.
The wrong side. People definitely died because they got
See,
on the...
See, Waze is going to kill you, man.
Waze?
I'm telling you. They'll find a way to kill you.
We need to throw an allegedly in there so that we're protected.
Okay, allegedly kill you.
All right, so if you've had technology in some way, shape, or form really screw your life up, we want to hear a story from you. A lot of people I know have been caught cheating with the...
The butt dial?
Yeah.
Butt dials. Remember, we had a boss who got... Yeah. He wasn't cheating, but he was at a Nuggets game.
Yeah.
And he called his wife. He's like, I'm great. We got courtside tickets. Everything's great. Later, hangs up and then sets his phone down, butt dials her as he's talking to his friend about how hot the cheerleaders are and his wife is like staunch religious do. And he was like talking about all the terrible things he would do to
not good
to the hot cheerleaders. And then I've actually heard, I mean, you've butt dialed.
I butt dialed before I left my X as my speed dial number one.
No.
And then like was with the new person I was dating.
With?
With. And then I couldn't find my phone. We go to the movies. I come back. I find it in the bed.
And it's...
And I was blown up. And I was like, no.
was it a voicemail?
Oh, no, he listened.
He did.
I felt so, it was truly a mistake. I felt so bad. I still feel bad.
Wait, you listened to know what he listened to, right? Listened. You had to listen to yourself.
No, he...
He picked it up.
He picked it up.
So there's no recording.
Oh, I
that's
thought it
almost
was
better because if there's a recording, okay. Then he's going to start sharing. It's like you can forward your voicemails anywhere. So he could send it to all of her friends and go.
I can't believe I just admitted that. Was so
bad. My God.
It was so
really?
Bad. I know.
I remember what was it? If it came up, if one of your sons or daughters accidentally butt dialed you, you could not.
I can tell you that even if it was my wife, if my wife was cheating, like I would listen long enough to realize that's what was happening and immediate. Like I. How long would you...
You don't want to know. Yeah, you got to just hang up. It's like, okay, that's what I heard.
Yep.
Enough.
If it was my wife, I would probably listen to the whole
thing. The whole time.
To see what she's saying or doing.
Oh, my God. Torture talking, yourself more.
They were probably talking smack about me. I want to know what they're saying. I'd have to
wait,
listen.
Wait, so you butt-dialed somebody?
I have butt-dialed a lot of people, but never... I mean, I butt-dialed my mom at one point, and I was talking sexy to somebody. I wasn't in the midst
awkward.
Of everything. And it was literally, I've told this before. It was one of those days where we did the thing where we drank through the whole show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With like State Patrol is telling us how drunk we are.
Breathalyzer and all
so
that.
So then, yeah, I was hammered and I was saying some horrifying things to who is now my wife.
Uh-huh, but your mom. Uh-huh.
But I was talking about all the terrible things we were going to do and describe them. And you know, when you butt dial, you just, it's like you're walking.
What was it? Which was it like muffled? It's like,
yeah, it's just like,
because I remember looking, I saw that and I was like, I called Slacker. What did I say anything? What did I do? What
no, and it's
on?
Always like, I listen long enough to like, again, if there's a rhythm to it, then I would immediately, if it was like, I'd be like, no, I didn't. One last one real quick. Some these people went in for their ultrasound and they didn't want to know the sex of the baby. So the ultrasound tech can keep it completely off of there.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, the tech was just trying to like make a note in her own file, but she wrote female up on the top part of the ultrasound.
So over the whole room.
Everybody, and like she really wanted to be surprised on delivery day. And
you can't go, kid.
No, I'm a female. Like,
you never know. Could turn out to be a boy.
I thought we're not using genders or pronouns anymore. So maybe that's just a.
God. Way to make it about that.
Sorry.
All right. Well, if technology has screwed you over, maybe you've heard Amber's.
Maybe
you've heard the tape.
No.
If you've been screwed by tech, we want to hear your story. Candy?
Yes. Yay.
Yay.
You are disguised. How did tech screw you over?
Oh, thank you. Just this past week, I sent an AA recovery quotation note thing. I emailed it by mistake to my neighbor instead of my AA friend. So now it's a 9-unit, complex neighborhood or condominium. And so anyway, I sent it to the neighbor and it has recovery all over it. So
now everybody knows that you're
not anonymous anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing. No.
Yeah.
And you can't. Yeah. Once you can hit that unsend thing, but if it's already in, like it doesn't, cause I've done that too, where I've sent an email and you hit unsend. It's like, not all of these are coming back. Like the ones that haven't been open, like corporate wise, but you're.
Yeah, that's screw you guys.
Sorry about that, Candy. That sucks. Thank you for the call. Oh God, more candies, more VD.
Nice.
Looks like we're sticking with that theme. Candy?
Yay.
How did tech screw you over?
So it was prom night when I graduated in 2008. So I most definitely butt dialed my dad while I was having my first time.
Losing your VD.
Oh.
And dad heard the whole thing, or did he tell you he stopped after a couple seconds? Or
so this is when I had an old Motorola that did if you hit it wrong it goes off, and it just happened to call him and it's getting to the good part of everything, and I just hear screaming on the floor of the car, because it had fallen on the floor, and I guess I kicked. Yeah, and I just hear my name about a million times, and I Yeah.
Oh my God.
You finished. It's all
good. No!
No, I actually, you know, that's why I'm disguised. Because, I got home because we stopped, like, immediately. And I was like, take me home right now. And I walk in the door and my parents are actually sitting up waiting for me. And my dad's like, so what was that all about? And I'm I got really sick and I had a lot of Red Bull and I was just telling him, like, I don't know. I forget.
Go faster. Oh, my God.
Traumatizing in your first time.
I think my mom bought it. I know that my dad didn't because he never liked the guy.
Well, he deflowered his daughter. There of course he didn't. That. Oh, my God. That is awful. That is another call I got.
You're waiting for that
No,
one.
No. I, how long would you listen to that one? That's your...
Well,
my
son or daughter.
You're right. I would listen a little longer on him, although he probably wouldn't take as long. Jesse?
Yeah.
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
I had to go to Dallas, Texas for work. I typed in just Dallas, Texas on my map. About 10 hours into the drive, I realized it was leading me to Dallas, Georgia.
Oh, what?
You typed
That's
in?
The
that is, you didn't realize you were it heading? Is,
wow.
Wasn't paying attention, just listening to maps.
You drove 10 hours before you realized?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't paying attention at all.
Yeah.
That's brutal. West.
There shouldn't be, you're kind of right. There shouldn't be any two towns named the same thing.
I know that Agreed. Is kind of, yeah.
Because there's like 20 Springfields, right?
Right.
And like,
and they're different states.
Oh, that sucks.
That sucks, Jesse. Yep.
Thank you for the call, man. Jennifer.
Yay.
Tech screwed you over.
So this happened a few years ago when I was still in high school. I had my boyfriend over at my parents' house when they were out of town. So we were in the bedroom, just enjoying some alone time, you know, starting to have some relations. And I guess he had somehow dialed 911 multiple times.
Ooh.
And he kept dialing and hanging up. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
They're scrambling squad, man. They have to come.
Yep. So they came. They came in the front door. They didn't knock on the front door, so we didn't hear them. So they were pounding on the bedroom door saying, please open up. And basically my boyfriend threw his pants on real fast and put his jeans on backwards and opened the door. And, you know, once they saw everything was fine, they had to make a police report. My parents got it. And in the police report, they said he opened the door with his pants on backwards.
Oh!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.